It's 20 after 4 and you're logged on to Radio Veritas, that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And it is Change in Gear with me, yours truly, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndaba Ningi. And today was a very special day, still is a special day. It's All Souls Day. And I'm catching up with Dr. Charles as he explains to us the whole concept of souls in purgatory that sometimes are anguishing to have contact with their loved ones and what they need from earth to be released in heaven. Dr. Charles, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father Brian.
And happy All Souls Day.
Thank you. You too.
Tell me, what does this very special day mean to you personally?
It means we need to pray a lot for the souls in purgatory and offer up Mass for them.
All right.
So it's a special day. They need our sacrifices on earth. They need our prayers on earth to help release them into heaven.
So today we set aside time. We set aside time and possibly even resources, and we say we're dedicating this to all the departed souls.
That's right, yes.
And we pray for them and intercede for them before God and say, God, have mercy for them.
That's right, yes.
But for which souls particularly are we praying for? Do we pray for those souls that are in heaven, those that are in purgatory, or those that are not in a happy place?
I think we pray for all souls. We pray for the living and the dead. So we don't know who's in heaven and who's not. Mm. And even if they are in heaven, the graces will come down to other people that are in purgatory. Mm. Maybe, I don't know, but maybe God asks that soul, who do you want to dish it out? But the graces do get passed on.
So there's nothing like there's too much prayer for those souls that
That's
are in heaven.
Right. You can't say, oh, no, my mom's in heaven now, I'm not praying.
Yes, and now she doesn't need those prayers. Mm. Let me stop them and maybe we can start directing them to somebody else.
And you know, us as Catholics who are, you know, we understand the concept of purgatory, no one else really, I think the Jews still pray for the dead, which they always did since the beginning. Mm. There's abandoned souls in purgatory that no one's praying for, and the big call is from God the Father, from Jesus, is and Mother Mary is for us to pray for the abandoned souls, because many of them are there for many many years, some until the end of time, till Jesus's second coming are there.
Explain to us to our listeners who don't understand what purgatory is. What is purgatory?
So purgatory is a place of purification before entering heaven. So when we die, most of us aren't in a state of grace. Mm. We're not all saints except for a handful. We can all be saints though.
Even after we've been anointed, even after we've been to confession on our deathbed and all that kind of.
Yeah, so even if you've been to confession,
like father was called on my deathbed.
Yeah, I mean, people think they can leave it up to... First of all, you don't know when you're going to die. Mm. So only God knows. This is why we must regularly confess. But even after confession, we still need to make atonement for our sins. Mm. There's a temporal punishment. Mm. And if we don't make reparation on earth, we'll have to make it in purgatory. And that's where we purify. Mm. It's the purifying fires, as they say in scriptures.
Mm. So purgatory is that place where we get washed, we get cleaned, and we sort of make amends for the things that we could not make amends when we're here on earth.
That's right. But we can't pray for ourselves in purgatory.
That's very sad.
So we can't, we rely on the prayers of those on earth to make sacrifices for us. To pray for us. Mm.
The time is 24 after 5, and in case you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas that you're logged on to. And today is All Souls, and I'm catching up with Dr. Charles, who is from the Alpha and Omega Mission, not Ministry. And I'll repeat that again. Dr. Charles, it's Alpha and Omega Mission, not Ministries. And it's Alpha and Omega Mission.org.za.
Alpha-Omega.org.za.
So, there is a message if we go to the website and if we listen to something that was given to Fernanda. And I think maybe we could focus on that this afternoon.
Okay. Let me read it. I'll read from a quarter of the way down because it was just general talk. So this is Father God talking now to Fernanda.
Yes.
My little lamb, I, your father, I am going to explain more profoundly about these souls coming to heaven. My little lamb, there are many souls waiting to be released with prayers to come to enter heaven. Mm-hmm. These souls are thirsty for their coming into heaven. There are many waiting for long, long years without relief from earth to heaven. My little one, I have told you before, Holy Mass is very essential as my people come to eternal life. The souls in purgatory and the most abandoned ones for whom no one else is praying. These souls are in anguish to contact their loved ones, asking them to release them from purgatory. The souls of purgatory are thirsty for their salvation to come to heaven. It is very painful to see the many souls waiting for a prayer to bring them closer to heaven. Gregorian masses are a very powerful weapon for the souls as they come to eternal life. Very few of my people remember to offer this mass for their loved ones. You can offer for any person. It need not be for your loved ones. If my people can offer this mass for anyone, it is an act of love. Pray the rosary for the souls of their loved ones, family, for the souls of purgatory and the most abandoned ones. When my people are judged in front of my throne, it is a very painful time for my son Jesus Christ, for us here in heaven. When they are condemned for eternal life in damnation of sins, very little help comes to save their souls. My son Jesus' sacred heart bleeds for the salvation of all of his children, seeing them being condemned for all eternity, until my son Jesus' second coming to judge the living and the dead. I repeat, offer masses and pray rosaries, divine mercy chaplets, other prayers for the souls of purgatory, and the prayers given to you to pray for the souls of purgatory. We have a lot of those on our website that people can read.
So this is our Lord saying to Fernanda, there are certain things that can untie people in purgatory.
That's right.
And our Lord is saying things such as the rosary that is offered for those souls that are in purgatory. Things such as the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
That's right.
Things such as the Mass that is offered
for
the
dead. The Mass is the big one, yes.
The Mass is the big one. So the question we are asking our listeners, when last did you offer Mass for all the dead in your family, for all the dead that you've known, for the friends that have touched your life? When last did you offer Mass for them? Because clearly it is a very important thing in releasing those souls and those people that have loved us and that we love, who are probably still stuck in purgatory.
Yes, and shall I carry on? He just says, yeah, pray. These souls cannot pray for themselves, but they can pray for you, for your intentions on earth. When these souls reach heaven, they won't stop praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite quite important, because you're getting lots of graces coming down.
Mm-hmm.
So you're praying for them, but they start praying for you as well.
Wow.
It's very powerful.
Wow, very powerful, actually, because the more we pray for them, the more they pray for us.
That's right.
Actually highlighting that.
In fact, you could have thousands praying for you if you're devoting your life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more. Yeah.
So in short, our prayer should not be selfish prayer, because I think sometimes
prayer
becomes very self-centered and selfish, and we pray for our own needs, our own things, and we shop with God.
Yes.
But I think I like this principle of saying that our prayer should not be centered around the me, and I, but it should be about those souls that are hungry and that are poor and that are abandoned in purgatory.
That's right. So now, instead of just you praying for yourself, you've got thousands praying for you in purgatory and in heaven, which is, you know.
So clearly, on a day like this, when we've been offering masses and rosaries and we've been praying for all the departed that we've known, clearly, if what Our Lady and what God the Father and God the Holy Spirit has revealed is definitely true, which we are convinced is true, clearly on a day like this, when we offer these prayers, lots and lots of souls are being released.
That's right.
So today is like D-Day, when everybody,
it's like
the gates are open.
That's right, yes.
Wow.
And they release on other days as well.
Obviously.
Yes.
Obviously.
But I'm sure this is a big day as well.
All right. Go ahead with the...
My little petal, the souls of purgatory and the most abandoned ones desire to be purified, and then they can see the face of God, their creator. This is the purification that my people encounter in eternity. So they're yearning to see the face of God.
Mm-hmm.
My people must amend their sins, lead a plain, steadfast, and faithful life. They must repent before it is too late, because they don't know the time, the hour of their last breath on earth. My people live their earthly lives enjoying themselves. Richness and status are their priorities.
Mm.
Oh, they forget the most essential thing on earth is to pray for their salvation, to offer masses to be said for them while they are alive. This holy mass is more powerful for them than the one said after their death. That's quite important. Mm. Offer mass up for the living as well. Mm. My children, listen to my solemn words. Assist my son Jesus in holy mass. Attentively read the Holy Bible. Fasting is essential, and so is mass for you while on this earth. Don't let yourself be in purgatory or in damnation of sin in hell for all eternity. Take care of your soul as you take care of your daily food, drink, or other enjoyment. This is me, your Father God. I came to relay this message through my Son, Jesus Christ's messenger, our humble servant. Thank you, my people. I give you my peace. My peace I give you, your loved ones, and all my people all over this entire world. Amen.
Amen. And it goes on to say, I bless you, I bless your loved ones and all of my children.
That's right.
And thank you for responding to my call. And that call is a call to conversion.
That's
we
right.
need to repent from our sins. We need to repent from some of our earthly lives which are not so pleasing
yes.
to God.
We're yeah. seeking earthly riches instead of heavenly riches.
And what would be really heavenly riches, Dr. Charles?
The Holy Spirit in your body, mind, and soul. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that God has promised us. Mm. He didn't promise us earthly riches, but he did say, if you love me, obey my commandments, and then I'll make my home in you. In other words, the Holy Spirit will mm-hmm. enter you. Mm-hmm. Then I will grant you whatever you ask, and I'll reveal myself to you.
Wow.
However, mm-hmm. when the Spirit's strong in you, you will know what to ask.
Mm.
So if you're asking for a fast car, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit's not strong in you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be asking for the salvation of a million souls.
All right.
And for, you know what I mean? So you'll clearly, be asking the right questions.
Yeah, so clearly we shouldn't go to God and start, you know, picking up those earthly vessels, really.
Yeah, he'll provide the earthly.
As
in his
and
providence,
when
he will provide. He will always look after his children.
Mm.
But he needs our prayers for the salvation of souls.
Mm. It's 28 minutes before the hour 5, and you're logged on to Radio Veritas, that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard, and we are chatting and zooming in into the life of purgatory. And it's a very, very, very interesting life. And clearly, one of the most important principles that is coming out here in our conversation is that selfishness has no place when it comes to prayer.
That's right.
In case you've got any question, you've got any comment, any reaction, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. And that's our studio SMS line. I'll repeat that number again. 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. There is an SMS that came earlier on saying, this person dreamt of their loved one, and their loved one was in a place where there was no peace, no happiness, and no joy. Could it mean that my loved one is stuck in that place that we call purgatory?
No, you've got to be very careful with dreams.
Okay.
Because the devil's a big con artist,
mm-hmm.
So he can come disguised as one of your family members,
and
because we've had people dreaming and it's their family members are tormenting them.
Oh,
but it's not their family members.
All right,
it's the evil disguised as family.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Could you please turn off your radio set?
Yes, I've switched off. Sorry about that.
Yes, talk to me.
Thank you very much for the program, and to you, Dr. Charles. I just wanted to know, is there a passage where I can find anything about purgatory, and what passage is that in the Bible?
In the Bible, there's a few places. I've actually got it on the resources on our website. But
Is it on the website?
Mm. Yes, in the book of Maccabees.
Yes.
There it says it's good and wholesome to pray for the dead.
Yes.
There's also in Ecclesiasticus,
yes.
We can give graces to the dead. I can
yes.
get those exact verses for you. And then it's actually in quite a few places.
Okay.
So that's Ecclesiasticus 7:37.
Mm-hmm. 7:27.
2 Maccabees 12, 43
yes.
to 46.
46.
And then there's some in the New Testament as well.
Yes.
I need to go and.
Okay, I'll try to.
In Matthew 5:25, there's talking about being cast, and thou be cast in prison. I say to thee that thou shalt not go out from there until thou repay the last farthing. That's where Jesus is talking about purgatory there, Matthew 5:25. And then in 1 Peter 3:18 to 20, when Jesus went to the, when he died and he descended to the dead, he went to the souls in purgatory and he freed them up there as well into heaven.
Thank you so much.
Yes, because he opens wide the gates of heaven. Yeah.
That's right. And there are other verses.
Very informative program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much and have a very good afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you.
We move on We move on to our next caller. Please, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. And please remember to do the right thing. Turn off your radio set or your TV, your television set. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Charles.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question.
Yeah.
So, if I die and I never got baptized on earth and I never attended masses on earth, if I go to purgatory and somebody prays for me, is there a chance that I might not enter heaven?
You won't even make it to purgatory.
Look, right. there's a baptism of desire as well, hey? I mean, God is a merciful God, and you can't say that if you haven't been baptized, you're not going to enter heaven. And the church doesn't teach that either.
However, we would really encourage people to get baptized. You cannot not get baptized because God is a merciful God, and He'll understand when
That's
you get
right.
there. Because I think, trust me, it's like playing Russian roulette. What if He won't understand?
Yes, and look, you must remember because what baptism does is it gives you spiritual armor. What communion, your confirmation, all those sacraments, they give you the strength to reach a higher level of sanctity on earth, and they help you fight against evil and everything. But when you die, and if you must remember, that's the spiritual warfare right up to the end. And if you've been influenced by evil a lot, chances are you're not going to have the grace to make the right choice at that moment of death, and not repent, even though you would have seen all your sins, you know. So you will, and that's the denial of the Holy Spirit, because a lot of people, the evil is still convincing you when you're dying.
But it's important that we say we don't take chances.
Get
baptized anonymous and don't play Russian roulette when it comes to spiritual matters.
Yes, and Jesus says that we must baptize our children as soon as they come out the womb, because he says we don't know the hour or the time when we're going to go, and he wants us to baptize babies as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Anonymous. Have a very good afternoon. Have a good afternoon. We move on to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you, my sister?
I'm okay. Speaking to Tandim Lacha, thank you for doing the show this afternoon.
Thanks to you that kept on crawling on my Facebook page, hey?
Father, now I'm a bit confused. I'm lost.
Okay.
Because when we were growing up, we were told that if you follow the 10 commandments of the church, if you live a religious way in terms of following the church's teaching, you go straight to heaven. So now, today we're talking of purgatory. Mm-hmm. So now, when did it start? Because now, does it mean that if one is not living a good life, am I not going to go to purgatory, or am I going to heaven? So I'm lost.
Okay, so look, purgatory is you're on your way to heaven, going through purgatory. But most of us are not in a state of purity or in a state of grace. So we do need to, for example, you go to confession, but you haven't confessed all your sins. We're sinning all the time. So there is a level of purification that we'll need to go through, and some people aren't prepared to carry their crosses on earth. We're not, as I say, we're not all saints.
Okay.
I think there are a handful of saints that went straight to heaven.
What happens to people who are not Catholics? What happens in that in that cases? Do they also go through the same channels? Or
yes, you must remember.
Just because we pray for them, like you said, when we pray for people, even if it's not for our loved ones, do they also go through that?
Yes. Look, everyone goes through purgatory. Well, not everyone, but I mean, most of us go through purgatory. And whether someone is Catholic or not, we must pray for them. You know what I mean? The Catholics are actually, more is expected of a Catholic because they have all the graces through the sacraments. They should reach higher levels of holiness. So if a Catholic is deliberately and obstinately sinning, they're going to be judged more harshly than someone who wasn't really aware of the sin. You know, so God judges you on your level of understanding. But having said that, if you deny the sacraments and the teachings of the church, you're not going to get to that high level of holiness, and your reward will be less in heaven, because there's different levels of heaven. There's different apartments, as our Lord says in the scriptures. So I don't know if the word was apartments, but there's different... the reward is different in heaven. Okay. So we have an opportunity as Catholics to really be the Mother Teresa's and to be saints on earth.
And if you could also give us the site for the Alpha and Omega, the one that we can go through and read more on purgatory and get more insights on it, maybe that will also be helpful to us.
Yes, yes. You just go to alpha-omega.org.za and you can look in the conversations and in the prayers and in the resources. It's in all three sections. The resources, we try and link scriptures up to it to make it... we link the scriptures with God's current living word as well, and the Catholic teaching. So we try and bring it all together.
Okay. Now, thank you very, very much.
Okay. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Sister Tandi. And the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. Let's take a commercial break.